It's time for our weekly Fargo Force Coaches Conversation, and this week we're going to be joined by the Force goaltending coach, Hank Johnson. Coach, you guys are in this spot where you're over a quarter of the way through the year. You're approaching that third of the way through the regular season, an 11-5-0-1 record. Your goaltenders are doing a pretty darn good job of, I mean, you guys are barely giving up two goals a night. Where do you think the team is standing so far as we are officially through that quarter way point of the season?
Yeah, we've obviously shown some good signs as a team. I think defensive structure, goaltending, all of that has been really solid, and it's been able to help us win a lot of close games. I think the most exciting part of it for me is the way we've been able to win games. It hasn't always been pretty, but we find a way to get it done at the end of the night, and I think that's been exciting to see so far this year.
Last weekend, you guys had a sweep over Youngstown, and just for those kind of wondering, Youngstown sitting in third place right now out east with 24 points total through 19 games. You guys are tied with Sioux Falls with 23 points. So you've played 17, Sioux Falls played 18, but when you just kind of see how your goaltenders gutted it out last weekend, a 2-1 victory on Friday, a Saturday win, and a shootout 4-3, what did you see out of the goaltenders, and what adjustments did they make throughout the weekend to be successful and just make one more save than the Phantoms to be able to come out with the maximum amount of points for a weekend?
Yeah, it's awesome. We're lucky here. We got two good goalies, so none of them are taking a bigger load than the other. I think we're lucky to have that dual threat, so we don't have to put a tired goalie in that. I think that's our first advantage. On Friday, I thought it was super impressive from AJ coming off his first loss of the year against Lincoln. He's able to kind of put that behind him. It was a really tight game the whole night, and they made a push for it at the end, and I think it was exciting to see that he was ready for their push. He wasn't nervous. He was engaged. He was ready. He looked more confident than he looked how he looked all game. So I think it was cool to see. The moment wasn't too big for him on Friday, and then Saturday, Lendo coming in. Not an easy game to come in as a goalie. See the team win Friday. Got a team coming in from out of town with a lot of offense, and they knew they were going to push going into that game. And I think for him to kind of ride the wave, and they scored those two quick ones at the end of the second, and he didn't let it derail the whole game. He hung in there and then forced it to a shootout. And Lendo's a really good shootout goalie. He's got that Euro style, super aggressive, explosive movement. So Lendo's good in the shootout. So if he can force it to a shootout, I think that's a win for us more times than not.
With Lendo getting that shootout victory, that overall, I know for you guys as a staff, whenever I throw numbers out, you guys are, you know, you might look to the analytical portion a little bit, but it's not a big deal kind of seeing, you know, for example, that Lendo's 3-4 on the season and AJ's 8-1. But from a mental aspect, with the guys basically alternating every other night, with Lendak having a quote-unquote probably slower start to the year as he fields about 27 shots a night when he does play. You know, how do you keep him mentally engaged? Is he just mature for his age and having a quote-unquote slower start in his opportunities in that?
Yeah, I think it's been a little frustrating for him this year. A couple games we've had where we haven't played as well as we would have liked to in front of him. And then there's some games where he'll probably tell you himself he wasn't happy with how he played, but he's always engaged. He's good in practice, doing video and all that stuff. So we just try to not let the results kind of dictate what we're doing. We're just focusing on the process every week and not trying to change anything. Like if we win the night before, if we lose the night before, we're still doing the same thing the next week in practice. So nothing really changes on that end. We're just trying to get better every day.
Coach, when we talked to Coach Skinner, he is, as far as I know, I mean, I don't know how big everybody is into analytics, but I know that obviously Coach Skinner's big into analytics. And something he mentioned to us a few weeks ago was talking about goals anticipated as opposed to just the goals on that scoreboard, because obviously sometimes the goals against will include those empty netters. But when you look at both of your goaltenders, and James talked about how they have different records when you look at their win-loss records overall, how happy are you with these two goaltenders as far as their anticipated goals against when it comes to this season so far?
Yeah, so right now both of them it's called expected goals. So mm-hmm. we've been able to give up less goals than expected. So that's obviously a positive stat for us goalies. I think save percentage and goals against average doesn't always paint the whole picture. So it's nice to see that for our guys, and just gives us motivation to keep building on it.
Yeah, absolutely. And obviously, when you look at the beginning of the season for the Force, obviously second in goals against on the season. I mean, I think that's a really impressive stat. I think that's a hat tip to you and the goaltenders and the work you guys have been doing. But when you look at the goals for the Fargo Force, they're one of the lower scoring teams in the league, still down towards the bottom in 14th. Has the inability for the team to see the puck go in the back of the net on offense, has that put any extra additional pressure on the goaltenders, both AJ and Allen? And do you have to worry about maybe them trying to overcompensate, or is it just about going out there and doing their job as they always do week in and week out?
Yeah, we always talk about just doing your job. I think as a goalie, it doesn't really matter always if your team's scoring or not. Like if you're up 6-0, you're still going to be pissed if you get scored on. So I don't think that's really an issue for our guys. They're both super competitive kids. They're both trying to get to the next level. They're trying to keep as many pucks out of the net as possible, regardless of the score.
Mm-hmm. When it comes to, when you look at different things on this roster, when it comes to week in and week out, I mean, from your perspective, and I know you're a goaltender coach by trade, but when you look at this team, we've talked to the other coaches, and it's just kind of about not really anything needs to change offensively for this squad, but there is a little bit about chemistry continuing to be developed, obviously with a lot of new players in there this year. When you look at it from kind of your background as a goaltender, et cetera, do you see just kind of maybe there is going to be some cracks in the dam and finally the dam's going to burst and this team is going to really hit the back of the net and start scoring a lot of goals? I mean, is it something as simple as just seeing it go in and it's process over results?
I sure hope so. I think, you know, like it's not like we're not getting the chances to score. I think you mentioned expected goals earlier. We're one of I think we're in the top percent of the league in expected goals. We're just struggling to put that puck in the net right now. I think, you know, it's something we've been putting a lot of emphasis on in practice, hitting the net, one-timing pucks, making sure we have a guy screening. I think, like Skins likes to talk about, we're doing a good job the first 90%. It's just that last 10%, getting it over the goal line right now is where we're struggling. And we've definitely put an emphasis on it over the past month. And hopefully we start to see some more results soon. I think Saturday was we scored three against the best defensive team in the league, so I think that was a good good sign, and hopefully we keep going in that direction.
You had mentioned earlier on in the conversation, the it's a bit of a luxury to have two really high-quality goaltenders in A.J. White and Alan Lendak. As you guys approach the next two weekends, because you're in Waterloo for a couple, Sioux Falls for a game, you host Chicago for a pair, you're talking about over a nine-day span having five games in three different locations, thankfully two of which are at home so you can sleep in your own beds. But how much of a luxury is it to have two guys that you can alternate through that play off each other just as well from night-to-night basis when you have a gauntlet of a stretch like that, and maybe they could even steal a couple of saves and steal you guys a victory on a night that maybe the five in front of them have a little bit of lighter legs of sorts with the amount of games you guys are playing over a nine-day span?
Yeah, I think it's huge. It's not a luxury that every team has right now. I think it's been a big part of our success early on. I think like for us, just knowing we can put either of them in the net and we can still win a game, I think that helps us get a little more sleep at night. But yeah, like going into these nine-day stretches, you look at what A.J. White's doing right now, and who knows if he's playing every night, if he's able to sustain the level of play that he's been able to put forward this year, if he has to do it every night. I think for him being able to get that proper rest has been huge for us.
Awesome, Coach. Thanks for coming and all of your time. We appreciate it. Good luck this weekend. Enjoy that. I know it's an odd time of the year where you guys are basically going to spend Thanksgiving with the team, but still a pretty darn rewarding time of the year as well, I'm sure. So thank you for coming to your time. Looking forward to continuing conversations, and good luck here this next couple of weeks, those five games over a nine-day span.
Sounds good. I appreciate it.